From the studios of KPCW in Park City, it's This Green Earth, a weekly talk show about the environment and our relationship with it. I'm Nell Larson.
And I'm Chris Cherniak. Thanks for tuning in.
My regular co-host, Chris Cherniak, is out for a few weeks, so I'm joined by special guest co-host, Carolyn Wara, this morning.
Good morning. Always happy to help out and talk about the Earth.
So fun to have you here. And joining us for the show via phone, of course, is Emily Quinton. She's the new Sustainability Director with Summit County. Emily, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Mel and Carolyn.
Well, we know that you are new to this role. Tell us when you got started and how your first few weeks have gone.
Sure. So I started at the beginning of the month, and I am super fortunate to have been training with the outgoing sustainability manager, Lisa Yoder, who's retiring. Lisa is wrapping up at the end of this week. So my first 2 weeks have been really great. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been really fun learning from Lisa, meeting some of our partners, both within the county and at other local organizations. I'm super excited about this role. And I guess the first 2 weeks have only shown me that excitement is only going to grow with time.
Well, we're definitely happy to hear that. Let's start by learning a little bit about you and your background. Can you tell us about, where you're coming from? I know that Park City is going to be, or Summit County is going to be a relocation for you. And tell us a little bit about your work there.
Yeah, so I actually grew up in Maine, and I've been out west for about 7.5 years now. So my background is in the K-12 and higher ed spaces. My first job out of college was as a high school science teacher, so I taught biology and chemistry. But I really have long known that I wanted to be in the environmental and sustainability space. So I got my start in that field with a job in the Bay Area in California at a nonprofit called Strategic Energy Innovations. And there I worked a lot with high school students, kind of with sustainability career readiness, and also with recent graduates. I also supported K-12 school districts in implementing energy efficiency and conservation work. And then I moved up to Portland, Oregon to start my master's at Portland State University. And it worked out that a full-time position opened up in their sustainability office. And so that's where I'm coming from most recently, is the sustainability office at Portland State. I worked with a really incredible team there, and I'm super excited about some areas of overlap between what I was working on at the university and what I'll be working on at Summit County, including work on renewable energy. So at the university, I led the development and implementation of a renewable energy strategy. And there's a lot of kind of similar learnings, language, understanding how utility regulation works to navigate. But another big part of my role at the university that I'm also interested in and seeing how that'll fit in at Summit County is working with students to do kind of applied sustainability work. So I supported a program that was using the campus as a living laboratory for students to come up with creative solutions to the university's sustainability challenges. And I think that, from what I've seen so far, the youth are really engaged in Summit County. And I know that there's a lot of great higher ed partners out there. So I'm excited about the opportunity to continue to connect with students as I work on implementing Summit County's sustainability goal.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of your work so far has been kind of academic, and you're kind of making the transition to government. Do you feel like those two things cannot overlap? Are you personally, were you looking to get into government, or did it just seem like a good fit at the right time?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of both. I do think that, a university in many ways is like a small city in itself. So I think that there's a lot of overlap between just navigating a large organization, having partners, diverse partners that are all working on different things, but, sort of towards an organization's goals. I'm very excited about this transition to local government. I think that the, you know, the leverage points and the opportunities for change will be different, but just, again, a lot of complementary goals.
Yeah, and I think even coming up tomorrow in council meeting, I'm pretty sure the PC CAPS program at the high school, they're doing a presentation kind of in partnership with work they did with LISA. I think that's a good example of the way that, you know, academics and government can work together. For any locals that want to tune in, I think that's at 2:25 at council meeting tomorrow. I'll be tuning in. I'd like to see what those kids have been working on. So
I like it, Carolyn, quick on the draw.
Well, I see on my calendar, I had to pull up my calendar. So
Emily, tell us a little bit also about kind of what, I guess I should back up and say, you know, Summit County has historically had this really broad range of sustainability initiatives and programs. And I know that LISA has worked to really streamline that. But I'm curious about what projects are going to kind of take the priority of your first few months and what you're going to be diving into right away.
Yeah, so right off the bat, I kind of a couple major projects. So one, I'll be conducting the greenhouse gas inventory for Summit County's operations. And that's something that is done annually and helps to inform, you know, work through the rest of the year, you know, to identify what are the sources of our emissions, how are those changing over time, and how can we make change. And then another major project that I'm getting into the swing of is the Community Renewable Energy Program. So LISA was intimately involved with the passage of HB 411, the Community Renewable Energy Act. And we're continuing to engage the 23 communities involved that have passed resolutions to get 100% of their electrical energy from renewable sources by 2030. So I'm getting involved with a kind of a subgroup of communities that's leading the development of a governance agreement that'll help to define how we work together moving forward. And we're working towards engaging all communities in kind of the draft of that agreement and hopefully finalizing that this spring. So those would definitely be couple of big projects for my first quarter. And I'm also excited, you know, I know that there's conversations happening in the county with development codes. And so I'm excited also to start to understand, you know, where and how is sustainability integrated into those and what are opportunities to elevate that language moving forward.
Well, just to drill down a little bit on HB 411 and the group of, I guess, municipalities that worked on that, you said you'll be working with the group on a governance agreement. What are the goals that that group of cities or towns, counties are? What are the goals that that group is focused on? You know, what are your intentions for the continued partnership?
Yeah, so my understanding is that the governance agreement is something that, you know, ultimately we're working on because it's required from the legislation. But obviously it's beneficial to kind of just lay some ground rules and expectations for how these municipalities will be working with and relating to each other. So, you know, as I mentioned, the overarching goal, you know, is working towards meeting these resolutions that were passed for 100% renewable energy for electricity from renewable sources by 2030. And so as a group of communities, we will need to be engaging with Rocky Mountain Power, the electric utility, and with the Public Services Commission to essentially put together and submit an application and eventually start the search for those renewable sources, those generating resources to send electrons onto the grid. So this governance agreement, I think, is, yeah, kind of a key step in kind of defining. So there are some costs that will need to be covered towards that. And so, you know, the governance agreement deals with how will those costs be split? You know, when will those payments be made and details like that.
So it's 23 communities across the state of Utah, yes?
Yeah.
And so is it Summit County and Park City specifically here locally, or does it expand as far as Wasatch County or, you know, any other neighbors?
Yeah, so, it does definitely include Summit County and Park City. But there are some communities spread throughout the state. I'm still learning the names of communities, but, you know, for example, there are some communities down in the Moab area that are included. So it really seems to be a really exciting geographic spread. And I think, you know, that I feel very confident that in the long term, that's going to make this whole initiative stronger to have, you know, representation from a diversity of geographies across the state.
So I have to ask, you know, we like to think that here in, you know, Northern Utah, here in Summit County and Park City, we are really kind of innovators and we're really pushing the limits on what can be done with renewable energy and trying to take the lead. In your previous roles and work, were you aware of the work that was going on here? You know, is this something that kind of made the national radar of a sustainability professional?
It did actually. So, you know, I guess because I was working in higher ed that I was sort of a little bit more attuned to what was happening in that space. But there are articles on some of the websites where I would be, you know, tracking and gaining information about renewable energy. And now certainly that I'm in this role, I'm finding more and more articles. So it is really clear to me that what's happening here in Utah is absolutely a model for other states. And I think, you know, one thing that can be a little bit challenging is that what you can do around renewable energy really does depend on how utilities are regulated in your state. So a big lesson that I learned when I was working for the university was that, you know, it's super inspiring to see these stories of what other colleges and universities are doing, but I had to, you know, filter that through the context of, well, what's possible, you know, for us based on how utilities are regulated. And so similarly, you know, I think part of what makes this community renewable energy effort so innovative in Utah is that it's specific to the context. It's specifically trying to overcome the barriers that have been in place to access renewable energy based on what is happening in Utah. And I think there will be, you know, a lot of lessons that folks in other states can take. And then a lot of ways in which, you know, any given renewable energy program is unique from one location to the next.
As you look ahead, are there any areas that you would love to expand into or spend more time focusing on with the sustainability program at the county?
Yeah, so as I've been getting familiar with the sources of greenhouse gas emissions, both for the government operations, but also community-wide, which is something I'll be looking at. So there's a, you know, I mentioned the greenhouse gas inventory for government operations annually, and then every 5 years, an inventory for community-wide emissions. So, you know, we have a sense of those major sources of emissions, both for government operations and for the community. So as I'm becoming familiar with those sources based on what's been inventoried so far, it's clear that solid waste is an area significant source of emissions and is something that we'll need to be thinking about. So, you know, I think there's a lot of great models that we can look after. So I'm definitely excited about thinking about how can we reduce the amount of waste that's being produced? How can we then, for the waste we are producing, how can we divert it? And I think there's so much innovation happening and really thinking about, you know, kind of the material life cycle, that there's going to be a lot of opportunities there. And, you know, I'm also really interested in thinking of the term intersectionality as it relates to sustainability and the environment. So, you know, thinking about the connections with social equity and health and how that relates to climate and sustainability. In addition, starting to think about not just how we are reducing our emissions, but how can we make sure that we are ready to adapt to the changes that are already happening and ensure that we're resilient in the face of those changes. So a lot of municipalities are, you know, the kind of generation 2.0 of their climate action plans are coming, you know, climate action and adaptation plans or, you know, climate resilient plans. And so I'll definitely be looking and learning, you know, what other communities are doing around that. And, you know, ultimately learning a lot from the Summit County community, like where are our assets? What are our strengths and how can we utilize those to make sure that we are resilient? When some of the changes that are already in place, continue and we see those over time.
Well, that's such important work, and that's exciting to hear about. And Emily, I also have to add that my co-host this morning, Carolyn, is the executive director of Recycle Utah, as you probably know. And as you talked about the solid waste, problems that we have in diversion from the landfill, there was fist pumping here in the studio, and I think you'll find a good partner in them.
Yeah, Emily, I'm super excited to work with you on that a little bit. Park City, locally, the local council's seriously considering zero waste by 2030 initiative, and we've been helping them decide how that could look and how it could work for our community. And then, Summit County is also, relooking at the RFP for curbside collections and how we could find some creative solutions to that. And, Recycle Utah is a partner with both of those parties and helping them, work towards their goals. And we're kind of the outreach to the community, here's the program and here's how to use it. Whether it's using the recycle center where we work or it's using your curbside collection or something like that. So I'd love to work with you on some of those things. I'm excited you brought that up.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so excited to work with you on that. Yeah, I've had the chance to meet some of our partners like at Park City, Luke and Celia in the sustainability office there. And I learned a little bit about that, potential zero waste goal, and that there is already community input has been generated. So I look forward to, getting to know, what dreams and aspirations does the community already have? What has been articulated and where can we go from there?
Yeah, it can be tricky with, a lot of people think that, that's not an attainable goal for us because we're a transient community. We have lots of tourists and guests here. But, I think tapping into, a college campus like you're familiar with or something, again, you have the same thing. Everybody's coming from a different place where they might have done things differently. And we adopt them into our community and teach them how, we do it here. And I think that I'd love to work with you on some of those things.
Yeah.
Well, one more question. We've got a couple of minutes left, and you had mentioned, your experience and your excitement around working with students, both, university students and school students. Are there ways in which you see them being able to get involved or ways in which they should reach out to you?
Yeah, well, I think I'm just super excited to learn, for example, through their presentation to the council tomorrow, the students from Park City High School. I want to learn what they're excited about. I think it's really incredible that, especially high school students and their short, 4 years in high school, that they feel invested in, trying to put into place some long-term plans that students after them can be involved in implementing. And so I think, first and foremost, I'd love to hear from students, what excites them, what are they concerned about? And then, kind of aligning our interests together. So how can we leverage what the county is working on and, how is that complementary with what can be done at the school level? And then I think another piece is, thinking about kind of career readiness. And so, if students are working on this, especially at the high school level, which is just so cool to see. How can I help expose them to the diversity of careers that are in the sustainability space? It's such a broad field. You don't necessarily have sustainability or environment in your title. But I think, sustainability really is sort of a way of thinking and approaching your work. And so I'd love to, connect with students and understand how I can just be how I can support them moving forward.
Well, that's all really exciting to hear, and we'll definitely keep in touch about how these programs are progressing. Emily, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, so folks are welcome to email me. I think that's probably the best way to get in touch with me right now. My email is eQuinton@summitcounty.org. So that's eQuinton@summitcounty.org.
And fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that is Emily Quinton, the sustainability director for Summit County. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Emily.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to connecting with the community and looking forward to working with both of you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of This Green Earth.
And if you did, we hope you'll take a minute to rate us, share us, and leave a comment.
You can email us your thoughts and ideas for future shows at This Green Earth at kpcw.org.
Join us next week on This Green Earth.